January 18th.
Sibu. Bande Gurun, Ishani Shavatarakam, Tat Prakashamsh Tat Shakti, Krishna Chaitanya Samkritam. So Srila Gurudev has asked me to speak on the principle of Guru Tattva. And Guru Tattva, or the truth of Guru, or what is Guru, and the importance of taking a spiritual master and worshiping the spiritual master as good as God, is a principle that's been followed for many thousands and thousands of years in India and in all the religious traditions of the world. This is a common fact. Even Jesus Christ himself took a guru, and he took initiation from John the Baptist. And if you read in the Bible, you'll see the story where John the Baptist told Jesus that, "I don't feel that I'm worthy to initiate you, to baptize you." And so, at any rate, Jesus said, "Please suffer it to be so." So after he had allowed himself to be baptized by John, a voice came from the sky and said, "This is my son with whom I'm well pleased. So even Lord Ramchandra and in India, all the great avatars of God have all taken initiation from a spiritual master. And in Srila Raghunath Das Goswami, one of our Goswamis, in his Srimukta Charita, in his Nandi Sloka, introductory sloka to his book, he has stated very clearly why the Guru is revered and worshipped so much in this Krishna consciousness movement. And the verse goes, "Nama Shrestham Manumapi Sachiputram Atra Swarupam Rupam Tashagrajam Rupurim Maturim Goshtabatim Radha Kundam Girivaram Aho Radhika Madhavasam Prapto Yasya Krap
Anyways,
Guru is so valuable because he is the giver of Sri Nama. He gives the name of Krishna. And when he gives his name, he imparts all the potency, the whole Guru Parampara, into this Nama. And Nama then becomes much more powerful. Actually, people think that what is the difference between the instruction Srila Gurudev is giving and the instruction that I may give or someone else may give. But Prithu Maharaj explains in the fourth canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, what is the difference between the sound vibration that Guru gives and an ordinary soul gives? When he states, Sautama shloka mahanuka chuto bhavat padam bhoja sudha kananila shritim punar navishmrita tatva vartmanam kuyoginam navitarat yalambarai. That the sound taken from a self-realized soul is different from the same sound that we can vibrate. Because this sound that he is giving us, he's taking from his realization of the smell of the saffron particles of the lotus feet of the Lord. And therefore this sound is surcharged with Shakti, Shabda Brahma. It's a special quality. Even though it sounds like the same sound as the material sky, it's different. And therefore the sound emanating from the spiritual master, from the self-realized soul, is of a much higher and special quality. And so Raghunath Das Goswami states that this name that he is giving is of this quality. He is tasting the saffron particles emanating from the lotus feet of Sri Radhika and Sri Krishna, and he is giving us this sound. So this nama is much more powerful, taken from a self-realized soul. And this is why many people try to imitate gurus, and they think simply by taking some order of life, some ashram, whether it be sannyas, brahmachari, grihastha, or vanaprastha, that therefore they have become as good as guru. And in a sense, they may be siksha guru, but a diksha guru is giving a bona fide Diksha Guru is giving this sound, surcharged with the saffron particles from the lotus feet of Krishna. and therefore the sound can excite the soul. The soul vibrates at a higher frequency, and happiness will come as a result. Whereas we may imitate the same exact sound, and I saw when our Srila Prabhupada left the planet, many could speak just like Srila Prabhupada. They could imitate his hand movements and his lip movements and lick their lips just like Srila Prabhupada and even walk with a cane like Srila Prabhupada. But in the end, it was all just imitation. And their sound, eventually they became tired of hearing it themselves and met with very inauspicious ends. So we're experiencing this in the world today. Srila Gurudev is giving the same sound that was given originally by Bhagavan Sri Krishna when he was on this planet. And actually, Srimati Radhika, she is Adi Guru. She's teaching us in our line how to worship Sri Krishna and how to love Sri Krishna. And actually, we are of her nature. We are not Bishaya Tattva. We're not the enjoyers. We're of the enjoyed nature. We're Ashraya Tattva. Krishna's Vishaya Tattva. So Srila Gurudev explains very clearly how our relationship is. We're in this line. So Guru gives this understanding, and he reveals not only Krishna's name, he gives us the transcendental sound, Manum, the Gopal mantra, Krishna mantra, which some of you were given today. And if you chant these mantras and deeply respect the mantra and listen and hear and contemplate the meaning of these words you're chanting, these are not just words. There's so much potency, shaktis, energies. This is Shabda Brahma. And only Guru, who is experiencing Shabda Brahma, who knows what is this other dimension, can give us some idea through experience of what is Shabda Brahma and what is a transcendental sound that can give so much bliss to the soul. And therefore the soul will be satisfied, and then the senses can be controlled. And moreover, this sound that Gurudev is giving can control Krishna. And because he can control Krishna, therefore he can bring Krishna into our lives. Otherwise, what we're doing is just exercises in futility. We can try with all our might, but without this connection, it's stated that one can go on for many, many eons of lifetimes and never, ever. It's like a ship without a rudder. The ship may set out on a port for a destination, but without a rudder, without a guide, without the captain of the ship guiding the ship through this transcendental sound, we'll never reach our goal. So you should understand that you're very fortunate in being able to meet a guru like Srila Gurudev. I felt when Srila Prabhupada left that we would never have another guru, where there was one cheater after another coming. And I see they came and broke so many hearts of so many disciples, including myself, here in the Philippines and all around the world this happened. And so when Srila Gurudev came, and I felt the same joy that Srila Prabhupada could give, the exact same, not even 1 cent difference, then I knew, oh, I've won the lottery a second time. So you should understand you've won the lottery, but what you make of it is what you make of it. This is what our independence is all about. So Gurudev gives this Manumapi, this Gopal mantra, Krishna mantra, our Gayatri mantras. He gives them all. And if you chant them very carefully and with honor and respect, worshipping your spiritual master, you'll see a very nice result. This, I'm sure, without a doubt, 100%, you will get a result. It's a science. It's like chemistry. If you combine two atoms of hydrogen and an atom of oxygen, every time if you do this, you will get water. Every time. It's just like that. It's spiritual science. So there's many that have followed Christ and so many popes. And if you study the history of the popal reigns, there has been so much. Same kind of thing would happen to us. So many cheaters have come. In fact, there were even some during the scourge or the Borgias. The women, Lucretia Borgia, decided that she didn't even need her husband, the Pope, and she poisoned him and took over the Catholic Church. So these are some of the histories if you study what happened throughout the eons and ages of deviating from the line of a bona fide spiritual master, of a bona fide guru. So we're very fortunate to be here today, to be able to be in the presence, to feel the love and affection that Srila Gurudev has for us all. Otherwise, why would he be traveling all over the world at such an advanced age? Srila Gurudev wears out young people. I travel with him for a while, and after you're with him, you need time to recuperate.
He's traveling tirelessly, just like Srila Prabhupada, exactly the same. Not one iota different. And I can see that he's in bliss and samadhi in these shastras that he's giving us. So we should take it to heart and read these books and make them our life and soul and try to understand and imbibe the knowledge that they're giving. Because this is knowledge of the soul. And he is imparting this Shabda Brahma, this spiritual sound. Very important. Very important point. And we should understand it and be able to articulate it to others if we want to call ourselves disciples. Srila Prabhupada once said, disciple means discipline. So this is a discipline to follow by chanting every day, chanting these mantras, and trying to understand their meaning, and then trying to impart them to others. This is the specialty of the bona fide spiritual master and his message, and how we can execute his order. And this is the life force, the prana of a disciple, is in carrying out this order. And Sri Guru Charane Ratti, Aise Utamagati. We sing this, in ISKCON we sung this song every day, and there are many devotees who do not know at all what the meaning of it is. But Sri Guru Charane Ratti means that by developing Ratti, or love, for the spiritual master, then all perfections can come. Sarva Siddhi Hoy, all perfections. That the Ladini Shakti, this happiness Shakti, the bliss Shakti that we're all seeking. We all want some bliss. Everyone's after the bliss in this material world. But the only reason we're here is because we've discovered that by the methods that we've tried all our lives, life after life, drinking, smoking, eating whatever we want, doing whatever we want, these things have given us an opposite result. So we're hoping here that today, that by striving on the spiritual path, we can actually achieve some real happiness. And if we're sincere, Srila Gurudev can deliver. Srila Prabhupada said it's like the deity, the gurus, Guru Tattva, Krishna. He's like a mailbox. And the deity is just like that. He's there to accept our love. Sri Guru is there to accept our love on behalf of Krishna. And if you put your envelope into the bona fide mailbox, even it may have a 5,000, 10,000 mile destination, it will reach its proper destination. This is a bona fide path. So this is the potency of accepting a bona fide spiritual master. Otherwise, anyone can say they're a guru. You can say you're a mailbox, and you can accept letters and posts, but they never reach their destination. Okay, so I'm going to end now. And I hope everyone will take these words seriously. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Om Gyanati Marandasya Ginam Gina Salakaya Chaksur Anmilitam Yena Tasmai Sri Guru Binamaha Banchakal Patruvyasya Kripa Sindhubya Ivacha Patita Nam Pabanebhyo Vaisnabhyo Binamu Namaha. We are all looking for happiness in this world. And in the Shastra it is said, Tasmat Guru Prapajeta Jidnasu Sriya Uttama Sabve Parichanistatam Brahmani Uparamasama Sritam. That if we are really looking for happiness, we must search out for the bona fide spiritual master and take shelter in or surrender unto him. The spiritual master must know all the conclusion of the Shastra or the scripture, and he must be able to convince others with such conclusion. And the spiritual master, he must be completely surrendered to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and he must be freed from all material consideration, material attachment. And we have tried to accept spiritual master previously, and we've been frustrated. In my case, I had first of all, I had a guru, which is Dhanabhyasa San who cries, and we thought, oh, He must have absorbed in Radha and Krishna, and tears flow from his eyes. But later on, we found out that this guru is very high in drugs. So, and later on, this guru became exposed and he fell down. And then we have to accept another guru, but we are not satisfied because that person, we don't feel any love and affection from him. And I got into the Ritvik ideas that only Srila Prabhupada should be the guru in the society of ISKCON, and he's the only pure devotee on earth. So I was, at that time, I was a little bit convinced on that idea, 80%. But when I met Gurudev, I am very convinced that Gurudev is a sadhu, he's a saintly person. And I tried to usher to him by the mercy of my friend Radhakanta Prabhu. Some of my friends from the Ritvik, he told us, oh, don't associate with Narayan Maharaj. He is against the Ritvik. So I told him, well, Narayan Maharaj is a sadhu. So why should we not associate with him? So he said, well, anyway, he had write an article about the Ritvik, against the Ritvik. So I insisted, but still the Shastra said, sadhu sangha, sarva sastroi, labha mata sadhu sangha, sarva siddhihoi. With that concept, I pursued my association with Srila Gurudev, and I served him, and I have faith on him. So, I still have doubt because I have heard so many things that Srila Narayan Maharaj has giving teaching which is not similar or in contradiction to Srila Prabhupada. So I've heard about the Gopi Bhav and these different topics. So, but still I think we should examine if his teaching is in the Shastra or not. Because we've heard many things that it sounds in the beginning for the beginners that Prabhupada had never spoken of. But later on I found out that whatever Srila Gurudev is teaching, it is in Srila Prabhupada's books. Mostly in Chaitanya Charitamrita. And because in ISKCON, we are not discussing so much Chaitanya Charitamrita. So I become fully convinced that whatever is teaching is in Shastra, in the writing of six Goswamis. And I surrendered to Gurudev, and I followed all the qualification of the bona fide written master is being possessed by Srila Gurudev. So now we have taken Diksha from Srila Gurudev, and most of us actually are not very qualified. We had a very qualified spiritual master, and in order for us to make spiritual advancement, both has to be qualified. The guru has to be qualified, and the disciple has to be qualified. So by Gurudev's mercy, he's giving so many initiation for a people who may not be qualified. So we should I think we should try our best to qualify ourselves by serving him through his instruction, through his desires. Like Srila Gurudev is writing so many books, and we should try to read all of them and try to distribute them to others. And in this way, we can serve our Gurudev. We don't have much to offer to Gurudev, but we can only offer ourselves to him by following his instruction. We chant our Gayatri mantras, we chant the holy names, and we spread his teaching, we assist him, and in a small amount we can do, and by doing this we can make spiritual advancement.
Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Radhikaya Priyatmane Sri Srimad Bhakti Vidanta Narayan Etinamine Om Agyana Trimandasya Gena Gena Salakaya Chakshur Militam Yena Taisam by Sri Guru Bainama. I'm very fortunate that I'm here in this festival. Anyway, Krishna said in Bhagavad Gita, Aham Sarvasya Prabhato Matha Sarvam Pravartate Itimatva Vajan Toman Buddha Bada Samambita. He said that we should give our life to Krishna. He is the source of everything. If we are convinced that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, we should give our life and soul to Him. And also, without the mercy of the Guru, we cannot serve Krishna. I've been serving, I joined in 1977 here in this Krishna Consciousness, and my engagement is to distribute books of Prabhupada. And sometime with Radha Kanta, we distribute 10 sets of Srimad Bhagavatam with different attorney, different university. This is the secret how to give your life to Krishna. Distribute of the books of our Acharya. By distributing this book, automatically we are distributing this Krishna consciousness. Srila Gurudev said yesterday that he said that Harinama Harinama Eva Kevalam Kalonaste Naste Eva Naste Eva Naste Gatir Anyataha. In this age of quarrel and hypocrisy, the only means to achieve the real happiness is to chant the name of Krishna. There's no other way. There's no other way. There's no other way. I've been traveling all over the Philippines island. In fact, I go to Thailand, Singapore, Brunei, Hong Kong, China, Indonesia, India. I've been convincing this foreigner to chant the name of Krishna. Anyway, I've been joining this movement for a long time. In the beginning, I have one guru. The name is Hansajuta. And the second, I have second guru. The name is Tamal Krishna Maharaj. And the last and first guru is my Gurudev, Srila Narayan Maharaj. Yeah. So every devotee, just like here, we come here for 5 days. You cannot see the beauty of this place. By the mercy of my Gurudev, everything is done. The deed is done. Everything is here is done. The cleaning is done. Rajesh Babu, he said to me, you be in charge and doing this. We cannot do anything. Krishna said, He is the source of everything. That's why if you have faith to the Guru and Krishna, then everything done. Don't think that we are a doer of our activities. We don't do anything. But by the mercy of Krishna, we can do anything. I cannot tell you anything. I'm telling only my realization. So please chant the holy name of God and always have a good strong faith to the Guru and always preach the gospel of Krishna all over the Philippine island. I wrote a nice wisdom there. Whether we're ready or not, someday our life will come to an end. There will be no more sunrises, no minute, hours or day. All the things that you collected, even treasured or forgotten, will pass to someone else. Mother, father, sister, your loved ones, if you die, you cannot bring. Even your one hair, you cannot bring. I remember when Gurudev first I met, he said, you are married? Yes, I'm married. But he said to me, your wife and children is Krishna conscious? I told to Gurudev, no, she has been associating with a family. That's why it's so hard to convince him to be Krishna conscious. And Gurudev said, are you coming to the graveyard of your wife? I told him, no. Why not give your life? For 8 years, you can see me. I am nothing right now. We are making a lot of disciples of Gurudev in Manila. But some people cannot come because of financial problem. But all over the Philippine island, those people who are not from other religion, other members, we encourage them to chant the Hare Krishna. We should always encourage people to chant the Hare Krishna. Our life is very, very short. We cannot say that tomorrow will die. We can say that tomorrow will die, but we should see to it that we should encourage people to love Krishna because tomorrow will die. We cannot bring even 1 cent, even 1 hair at the time of death. So by the mercy of Gurudev, even I'm not coming to him openly, sometimes it's very far, but I have faith with the Guru. That's why we are still here. My life is so miserable. So by the mercy of the Guru, I'm become nothing even now. Please try to cooperate in this mission in the Philippines. We become successful. Thank you very much. Bancha kalpa tarubhyascha kripa sindhubhya evachya patita nam pavanebhyo vaisnavebhyo namo namah. Somebody is coming from Indian community. So we invite in Bacolod, we have a nice program with Shamarani today. The Indian community come Even I'm not qualified. Shamarani Devi said, why it's easy to convince people, Krishna Chandra? What is your secret? The secret is to surrender the Guru. If you don't surrender to the Guru, your life is very, very miserable. Thank you very much, Hare Krishna.
Fire up! Namam Vishnu Padaya Radhikaya Priyatmane Shishimad Bhakti Vidanta Narayan Itiname. Actually, about that was 2003, nung last time na dumating dito si Gurudev. And actually, he gave one very nice lecture. At ang sinabi niya, ang isang lecture niya, sa isang lecture niya, nasabi niya na pag meron daw isang nagtitinda ng isang butil, lahat tayo para tayong magsasaka daw, sabi niya. Na ang hinahanap natin is yung it's okay. No, Gurudev wants me to speak in Tagalog. Yes, thank you so much. So sabi ni Gurudev na lahat tayo dito, I think to a certain point, naghahanap tayo ng tunay na yung butil, yung seed, no? Ngayon, kung nakahanap ka daw ng isang nagbebenta ng tunay na butil, ang dapat mong gawin ay at once, you have to go to that merchant and purchase at once. Kaya nasa si Pitambar Prabhu, nasa Pitambar ko, umalis na. Actually, I have one devotee here na kanina, kahapon, pinipilit ko siya. Sabi ko, Prabhu, ilang beses na tayo magkasama? Ilang beses na tayo na-initiate? Ilang beses na dito mga three timers sa totoo? Tumaas ng kamay. No? Ilan? Nakatatlo na tayo. Sige, Jadunat, ako, si Ishwara. No? Karamihan sa amin dito, nakatatlong beses na kami. Actually, when anong maging devotee ako ng 1970, nag-hope kami na initiate kami ni Prabhupada. Pero hindi ko alam na nung unang panahon na yon, meron palang isang merchant na tinatry niya magbenta ng seed sa amin. Pero yung seed na yon, reserve lamang pag yung tunay na nagbebenta na, yumao na. Kaya nung umabot ng 1977, nung wala na si Prabhupada, ang sama-sama ng loob namin. Sabi ko, pala na si Prabhupada. So that's why, ang target namin ay si Shridhar Maharaj. It so happened, nung dumating na ako nung 1989, the time, no, when I was in Mayapur, nakita ako dun sa kabilang, ng Ganges River, sabi ko, sa kabilang yan, nandan si Shridhar Maharaj eh. Kung pwede lang akong tumawid, tatawid ako. It so happened, takot ako dahil, baha noon eh. So, hindi ako nakatawid. So, kaya itong dumating na si Gurudev, sinabi nga niya na, pag meron kang alam na nagtitinda ng tunay na butil, bilihin niyo agad. So, that's why, we are so fortunate. But actually, hindi tayo basta fortunate lang. Kundi, meron din kasi yung inasmuch na si Gurudev ang nagtitinda ng isang seed na totoo, meron ding taong tinatawag na trader, kagaya ng business ko. Actually, merong may-ari ng sasakyan na binibenta ko, ako ang parang trader. Ngayon, dun sa seed na binili nyo ngayon, merong trader dyan. Ang I think, ang mga trader dyan is kagaya ni Mother Gaurangi, no? Sa Manila, Jadunat, sa Bacolod, Radamohan, nasan si Radamohan, Prabhu? Yung mga trader niyan. Nasa mga taga-Bacolod dito, tumaas ng kamay. Prabhu, magpasalamat kayo dun sa trader na nagturo sa inyo para makabili kayo ng tunay na butil kay Shila Gurudev. Kaya pag, bago kayo umuwi, no? Or pag uwi nyo na, magpasalamat kayo. Prabhu, maraming salamat. Nakabili kami ng tunay na butil. Dahil sabihin ko sa inyo, yung butil na yan, ako, sa totoo lang, maraming alam ng devotee dito, lulubog lilitaw ako. Pero somehow, yung butil na itinim ni Gurudev, andun, malakas, matibay. Kasi ang tunay na butil daw, matibay yan eh. Hindi na mamatay basta. In the same way, yung mga taga-Manila, sino yung mga taga-Manila dito, magtaas ng kamay? Prabhus, magpasalamat kayo sa tatlong trader dyan. Si Krishna Chandra Prabhu, at saka si Yadunath, at si Mother Gaurangi. No? Sino ba? Ishwara Puri pa. Isa pa yan. Isang magaling na trader yan. No? Magpasalamat kayo dyan. Dahil sa akin, ako mismo nagpapasalamat din ako. Nakita ko na sa pagpupunyagi ko, no? Ang pinakamamahal kong dating Namhat member kong si Mother Mitrabinda andito na. Galit na ako na dyan noon. Sabi ko, pero kung talagang seryoso kayo, I tell you, si Krishna will really lead you to the right person. Kaya nga sabi nga ni Guru Dave, nung una ko siyang ma-meet, sabi niya, huwag ka maghinayang na parang pakiramdam ko, nasayang yung panahon ko. Imagine, pure na pure ako and everything yun, pakiramdam ko, nawala lahat. Sabi niya, no, in fact, when Atunga Vidya Didi came, sabi niya noon, huwag niyong isipin na nasayang yan. Parang practice yung ginawa niyo, Prabhus. Yung mga nanggaling sa Haribol Philippines, sa ISKCON, and everything. Pamilya pa rin natin sila. Yun nga lang, binigyan kayo nila ng practice. Para sa ganon, yung tunay na, andito na kay Guru Dave mismo. Kaya pasalamat tayo doon sa ganong nagkataon na sitwasyon ba. And then another thing pa, bago ako magtapos. One time, tinanong ko si Guru Dave, ano ang value ng Gayatri Mantra? Ano bang dapat kung yan ba para ma-purify ako? Sabi ni Guru Dave, hindi lamang yan para ma-purify ka. It's like a diet, sabi niya. Ano mangyayari sa iyo kung halimbawa hindi ka pakainin? Mother Gaurangi, alam ko, nako, away, pag walang prasadam, di ba? Nasaan yung anak mo? Nasaan si ano? Yung sabi mong magagalit pa pag hindi makakain ng todo. Ngayon, di ba? If you don't eat, then you will die. And the soul will come out of this body. Kaya sinabi ni Guru Dave, yung Gayatri Mantra daw, yung mantra na receive ninyo, pagkain nyo yan. Ha? Pag hindi kayo kumain, spiritually, mamamatay kayo. Kaya kumisang, Prabhu, weak ako ngayon and everything. Eh, paano hindi ka kumakain, Ginoo? Ha? Sabi, Prabhu, maaya ako and everything, ganyan-ganyan. Eh, syempre, anong kinakain mo? Puros mga sabaw lamang at saka mga kung ano-anong dukot. Kumain kayo ng masarap. No? In that way, you will be happy. No? And then, kung ano man ang meron kayo, lagi niyong pagbutihin. Nabigyan na kayo ng mantra, nabigyan na kayo ng Gayatri, ng Harinam. Sabi ko kay Guru Dave, please bless me. Sabi niya, no, blessing is not enough. No? Sabi niya, the guru will extend his hand, little finger, you have to hold on that. Ang relasyon natin kay Guru Dave, no, is eternal. No? Tatandaan niyo yan. Eternal na yan, Prabhu. Wala nang makakabago dyan sa inyo. Once na pinanganak ka na, maski ano mangyari kung minsan sasabi mo, Prabhu, ayaw ko na kasi nakakahiya, eh, ganyan. No. Kaya ganitong gusto ko mangyari sa inyo, Prabhu, please. Sa atin, kuminsan, I really hate to say this. May tendency tayo mga Pilipino devotee. Ah, maya yan, nonsense. Kita mo, nag-pull down din yan, mabuti. Magpo-pull down ka rin. Di ba, kuminsan ba nag-aaway, di ba? Magpo-pull down ka rin, nonsense ka. No, huwag ganun, Prabhu. Pag medyo nakita nyo yung naghihinang isang kapatid ninyo, lapitan ninyo. Kung wala kayong relationship sa kanya, lumapit kayo kung sinong may relationship. Tulungan nyo, in that way, we will be very happy. Ako, matanda na ako, 54 years old ako, pauwi na ako. Prabhu, kayo papunta pa lamang, sa totoo lang. No? So, kaming mga, marami na kami mga sakit-sakit. Si Ishwara Puri, marami na rin mga sakit-sakit. You know? So, you have to think about that, Prabhu. And maraming salamat at andito kayong lahat. And ako mismo, nabuhay na naman ako ulit. Nagpapasalamat ako. Si Guru Dave, ang isang tao na never kang titingnan yung mga mali mo. Kaya sa totoo, parang yun ang feeling ko kay Guru Dave. He's so kind na unang makita ka niya, sabihin niya agad, akala ko nakalimutan mo na ako. Whereas mga iba nun, talaga mababakbakan ka, remember? So, kaya magpasalamat tayo. Shila Guru Dave Ki!
Gyanam jana salakaya chaksurum militam tasmai sri gurave namah. First, I offer my unlimited obeisances in the dust of the lotus feet of my most worshipable Diksha Gurudev, Nichavila Pravishta Om Vishnupad, Astavdhira Satishi Shimad Shila Bhakti Vedanta Swami Prabhupada, and the same unlimited obeisances in the dust of the lotus feet of my most worshipable Shiksha Gurudev, Om Vishnupad Astavdhira Satishi Shimad Shila Bhakti Vedanta Narayan Goswami Maharaj, to all of our disciplic succession and all the assembled devotees. Srila Gurudev has ordered me to speak a few words about the bona fide spiritual master. Who is he and what is the benefit from... I'm sorry? Okay. So in that regard, in relation to Guru Tattva and also Srimad Bhagavatam, because yesterday Srila Gurudev was speaking about the first canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, the questions by the sages of Naimisharanya to Sri Suta Goswami. You are blessed with many years. You're a senior devotee because you have taken shelter of your own spiritual master. So we trust that you can tell us what will make us happy. Not our body, we're not speaking about our body, because the body is just pus, blood, stool, and urine. But how can the soul be happy? So in the course of his explanation, Suta Goswami told the sages of Naimisharanya about the history of how the Vedic literatures became manifest in this world. And within that history, we find the beauty of Guru Tattva, the established principle of Guru. Sri Krishna is the Lord of all worlds. His mere expansion breathes in and out innumerable universes. His literary incarnation, one of his incarnations, Rama Dimurti Sukalani Aminatistan Nana Vatara Makarod Bhuvani Shukintu Krishna Sayam Samabhava Paramapananjo Govinda Mari Purusham Tamaham Bhajami. Sri Krishna is the Lord of innumerable worlds and innumerable incarnations. One of his very important incarnations is his literary incarnation. He manifested as Sri Vyasadeva to give us all the Vedic literatures, which are the knowledge coming from the spiritual world, to cut away all of our misconceptions. This knowledge is the reality for the welfare of all. And this truth uproots the threefold miseries. Simply by hearing from Shastra, or reading, or hearing from the bona fide guru, who is the person Bhagwat, there's the book Bhagwat and the person Bhagwat, all miseries are disappeared, all benedictions are given, all desires are fulfilled. Whatever we would want, we can't get in this material world, because this material world is just a shadow reflection of the spiritual world. Just like a tree reflected in the water. There are so many fruits and flowers on the real tree, but when it's reflected in the water, if I go after those fruits and flowers, I simply get muddy water, muddy water. So the scriptures give us the reality, which is distinguished from the shadow illusion, for the welfare of all. And Sri Guru is the person Bhagwat, just as we have the book Bhagwat. So the literary incarnation of the Lord, Srila Vyasadeva, manifested the one Veda, complete knowledge, being full of compassion for the fallen souls. Then, seeing that the people in this age of quarrel and hypocrisy, which began 5,000 years ago, they would not be able to understand the depth of wisdom. So he divided the Veda into four, then wrote the Srimad Bhagavatam, the Mahabharata, the Puranas, and so many other scriptures, including Bhagavad Gita. But still, his heart was not satisfied. He gave all knowledge how one can go to the heavenly planets, how one can purify and peace, make peaceful his existence by establishing Varnashram. He discussed elaborately the impersonal aspect of God, which is his bodily effulgence, but still he wasn't satisfied. So feeling dissatisfied at heart, even though he worshipped his spiritual master, he knew how to perform sacrifice and teach sacrifice for elevation of human society, still his heart was not satisfied. So he was thinking of his dissatisfaction and thinking of the welfare of all living entities. And then, just at that moment, to show us that when we're dissatisfied, when we realize that material life cannot make us happy, the spiritual master, the mercy manifestation of the Lord, comes to us. So Srila Vyasadeva, he's a literary incarnation. He was never immersed in matter. But he realized that all the scriptures he was thus far presenting couldn't give the supreme benefit to the living entities. So as he was thinking in this way, his spiritual master, Narada Muni, descended to his ashram. Narada Muni is the disciple of Brahma, the first created being, whose spiritual master is Krishna himself. So Narada Muni asked him, "So why aren't you satisfied? You've developed all the Vedic literatures, you've written about them, you've written how one should accept a bona fide guru, you've written about attainment of the heavens, freedom from birth and death, liberation. Why aren't you satisfied?" So Vyasadeva said, "You please tell me why I'm not satisfied. You're the doctor, I'm just the patient. The guru is the doctor, he can feel the pulse of all his disciples, not only his disciples, but all living entities, and say exactly what medicine is prescribed to make him happy." So Narada told him that, "I will tell you my history, and by knowing my history, you'll be able to see how to make all your living entities happy by the perfect literature." So Narada told that in the previous day of Brahma, some millions of years before, I was the son of a very poor maidservant, very simple woman and a poor maidservant. But fortunately, she was serving the pure devotees, the great sages, the four Kumaras, and other pure Vaishnavas. And it was during the rainy season and the autumn season when the Vaishnavas all stayed in one place for 4 months. So at that time, I was able to hear them speak their transcendental knowledge. Already I was not misbehaved. I never spoke more than necessary. I was well behaved. But that was still material. When I heard the transcendental knowledge from these great Vaishnavas, I became aware that this material body is just a shadow, that it has no substance, and trying to make this body happy is just like putting food in the pockets. You can't get any nourishment because this body is just like a shirt and a coat. So putting the food in the shirt and the coat's pockets doesn't satisfy us. So one time, I took the remnants of foodstuffs that was eaten by those pure devotees. And just by eating those foodstuffs, my transcendental knowledge, my awareness that I'm not this perishable body made of pus and blood, that I have another existence beyond matter. Actually, there are three powerful substances in this world. One is the remnants of the foodstuffs taken by the pure devotee. The other is the water that has washed the lotus feet of the pure devotee. And the third is the dust of the lotus feet of the pure devotee. So Narada said, by once taking the remnants of their foodstuffs, my transcendental knowledge expanded and expanded. And thus, by taking their footsteps, when I heard the glories of Krishna from them, I became so attracted to the Lord, and I lost all interest in any other subject. In this regard, I will mention that during prasadam time tonight, we have the remnants of Srila Gurudev's prasadam, and we'll be distributing that during prasadam, and also the water that washed his lotus feet, one of the three most powerful substances in this world. So, Narada explained that the four sages, they left after the rainy season was over, and I had become so detached that by the will of the Lord, my mother, when she was going out to milk the cows in the evening, my mother was bitten by a snake in the leg, and she instantly died. By hearing the transcendental knowledge from the pure devotees, I didn't lament and say, oh, Krishna made me suffer by killing my mother. He was fully detached, seeing how everything is due to the hand of the Supreme Personality of Godhead for my benefit. So without looking back, he immediately went to the forest and traveled throughout all the mining cities and the towns and villagers. He finally entered the forest and began meditating and performing austerity for many, many years. At some point, by the mercy of his gurus, he was able to realize the Lord's presence, that is, Lord Narayan appeared to him in a flash and then disappeared. And because he had appeared by the mercy of his guru and following the instruction of his guru, he began to weep. No matter how hard he tried to get back that same meditation, it wouldn't happen. And then the Lord appeared to him by sound vibration and said, for the rest of this life you will not see me permanently because I want you to develop more and more attachment for me. If anyone has even the slightest attachment for matter, for even in the mode of goodness, to meditate on me in a secluded place, not unconditionally, then you can't see me eternally. So now, go around the entire world and chant my glories. Tell everyone about me, sing about me, and then at the end of this life, you'll achieve me and you'll be able to see me eternally. So Narada Muni followed his instruction and he went everywhere in the world, humble, non-envious, and fully satisfied, just glorifying the Lord. So now all of the glories of the Lord that were told by Narada and that were manifested by Vyasadeva is now in book form because Srila Gurudev, who is the person Bhagwat, has manifested in his trance of meditation all these very beautiful books that you can take home with you and share with your friends and relatives and people that you meet. So then, Narada told Vyasadeva, so this is my history. At the point of death, just as lightning and thunder, lightning and illumination happen instantly at the same time, by the will of the Lord, I left this body made of the five gross elements and instantly attained a spiritual body. And in that spiritual body, not only do I go all over the world, but I go all over the universes, spiritual world, material world. So Gurudev explained, this is a real Dikshit. This is a person who has actually fully surrendered to his guru and has gotten the full blessings of his Diksha mantras, that he is so free, he has so become so free from his Diksha mantras and his chanting of the Lord's holy names, that he's able to travel, what to speak of in this world, everywhere in the Lord's creation, giving out the Lord's mercy. So there's no impediment. If we have a desire and are surrendered to our Gurudev, as Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu mentioned, there's no limit to the beautiful services that we can render. Plus, we become an associate of the Lord and a playmate of the Lord. So after Narada revealed this very beautiful history to Vyasadeva, he said, now you should know that any literature which is devoid of devotional service to the Lord just serves to agitate the mind. And even transcendental knowledge of self-realization, if it's devoid of devotional service to the Lord, It never makes one satisfied, that impersonal knowledge. So therefore, you're very qualified because you're the veritable incarnation of the Lord. And in fact, when Vyasadeva first received Narada and worshipped him, he said, and this applies also to Srila Gurudev and all bona fide spiritual masters, that is, you are just like the sun. You can be everywhere all at the same time. You're just like the air, which can penetrate the inner regions of all living beings. Similarly about Sukadeva Goswami. Sukadeva Goswami said of his spiritual master Suta Goswami, or rather Suta Goswami said of his spiritual master Sukadeva Goswami, that just like the super soul, he can enter into the hearts of all. So Srila Gurudev has that same exact qualification and even more, because he is the personal servant, maidservant of Srimati Radhika, the highest istadev that anyone can have, and therefore he's the most powerful guru to enter in our heart and totally cleanse it, sweep away all anartas, all misgivings. And this is the meaning of diksha, that he gives transcendental knowledge of our relationship with Krishna and takes away all anartas and all impediments. So Narada Muni told Vyasadeva, you're qualified to go into trance. So you should go into trance and think about all of Krishna's pastimes. You say that you wrote the Vedic literatures, but have you written how Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the source of innumerable incarnations, who breathes in and out millions of universes and who's in the heart of every living entity, that he's chastised by his mother Yasoda, and he weeps when she chastises him, and he cries for his mother's breast milk because he wants that loving relationship with his devotees more than he wants the praises of the Vedas. Have you written this? And Vyasadeva said, no, I haven't, Gurudev. I didn't know about this. Well, have you written that Krishna himself, whose lotus feet are bowed down to by all the demigods, and even Lord Narayan himself, he falls down at the feet of the gopis, especially Radharani, and begs forgiveness? Oh no, Gurudev, I haven't done that. Have you written that Krishna has wrestling matches with his friends and he's even defeated, so that he has to carry his friends on his shoulders? No, Gurudev, then you haven't written really anything of the greatest significance for all living beings. So go into trance and meditate on the Lord's pastimes, and this will be the greatest benediction for all human beings, all living beings. Because when the devotee chants the holy name of Krishna and chants the glories of Krishna, even the worms and insects, bacteria and leaves, and the whole atmosphere becomes purified. All of these living entities are getting purified by hearing Srila Gurudev's, from his lotus mouth, his chanting and his recitation of the Srimad Bhagavatam. So you should go into trance, Narada said, which he did. Bhakti yogin manasi samyat priyati male tasyat purushat purnam mayam chatadapashritam. That is, by his meditation, he saw all of the Lord's pastimes from beginning to all of his Vrindavan Leela, his Dwarka Leela, his disappearance from this world, everything he saw. And then in trance, he wrote about Krishna's pastimes. And anybody who reads these pastimes, they find, as the scriptures say, it's the only panacea for all problems. It's the only thing that does good to all living entities, makes him detached from this miserable material world, gives him all knowledge of who he is, what this world is. Everything is there in the narrations of the glorification of the Lord. So we hope that you'll take the books and take Gurudev into your heart and follow his instructions. So then, Srila Vyasadeva actually compiled the great literature, Srimad Bhagavatam, which Srila Gurudev will speak about, from his lotus lips, which have full powers, because as Tamal Mahaprabhu said from the fourth canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, the saffron dust particles from the lotus feet of the Lord are mixed with the words from the pure devotee. So even if one has forgotten the Lord for his millions and millions of births, that memory is revived by the lotus words from the lotus lips of the pure devotee. So then he wrote Srimad Bhagavatam. Anartam prasamam shakshad bhakti yogam adhoksaja lokasya janataha vidvans chakra satvita samhita. The whole world's problems can be solved in 1 second by bhakti yoga, but the whole world does not know this. And therefore the great sage Vyasadeva has compiled the Vedic literature in the mode of pure goodness called Srimad Bhagavatam. So soon we will hear from the lips of Srila Gurudeva, the pure guru who is the manifestation of Krishna's form and Krishna's own nature. Krishna himself, God himself, manifests his form in the form of Sri Guru and his as Diksha Guru. Many of you received Diksha today and Harinam, and he manifests his nature in the form of Shiksha Guru. Srila Gurudeva is also the instructing guru of all. So thank you very much, and you are very fortunate. Hare Krishna.
Narangasya Jnanjana Salakya Chakshur Unamiritam Yena Tasmai Sri Gurve Namaha Bancha Kalpacharupyascha Kripa Sindhuveva Cha Patitanam Pavanepyo Vaishnavepyo Namo Namaha. First of all, I offer my unlimited Dandavat Pranam unto the lotus feet of my beloved Gurudev on Vishnupada Paramahamsa Privrat Acharya Ashtatatar Sri Srimad Bhaktivedanta Siranarayan Goswami Maharaj. Also unto all the acharyas in our disciplic succession in the line of Srila Rupa Goswami particularly. And I also offer my humble dandavat pranati unto all the Tridandi sannyasis, unto my spiritual aunties and uncles, and all my brothers, sisters, guests who have come here tonight to hear the glories of Krishna and his associates, his instructions, his pastimes, from the lotus lips of Srila Gurudev. Srila Gurudev has ordered me to speak something for my own benefit, and if you listen carefully, you may also benefit. Yeah. So these are the teachings which are in Srimad Bhagavatam, which are very, very important for all of us. Yeah. When we come in this world, we all want to be happy, successful. We don't want to die. We want to be eternally young, very powerful, and enjoy. This is our natural tendency, being conditioned souls. So once upon a time, there was a very, very, very powerful personality. He was the king of the whole universe. He was so powerful that if he would merely lift his eyebrow, everyone started to tremble in fear. Yeah. He was not believing that God is the all-in-all and master of everyone. Yeah. Rather, he was extremely envious that he was the most powerful personality. And indeed he was. In the universe there was nobody like him. He possessed all the gold and opulences and even mystic powers. He had such mystic power that he could, by his mere power, desire, the earth would produce fruit, flowers, vegetables, everything. He was not in favor of worship of God because he thought, I am God. Nobody is as powerful as me. And he loved to enjoy with ladies in a situation that was very favorable for sense enjoyment, with a lot of liquor, alcohol. He was so intoxicated that he thought that
I am the greatest.
Yeah.
Nobody is as powerful as me. Moreover, Brahma, the creator of this world, he had given him benediction that he could not die in the sky. He could not die in the day, in the night, on the land, in the water, inside or outside, in any month or year, any day, by any weapon, by any animal. Yeah. He thought, I am immortal. Yeah. So this person, you have all guessed who that is. Who knows what is his name? Yeah. Hiranyakasipu, right. Great. So Hiranyakasipu, very famous, all the devotees have heard about him. He had son, very small son. Yeah. What was his name? Prahlad, right. So he was only 5 years old, and he was very good character. Yeah, his father really liked him. Yeah, he was always respectful to his father. Yeah. So father said, my dear Prahlad, you go to school and you will learn something very valuable. Yeah. My teachers, Sandana Marka, they are ready to give you the most valuable knowledge. So please, Prahlad, go to school and learn from them. So Prahlad went to school. After a while, what happened? His father was very curious. He called Prahlad. He said, my dear Prahlad, what did you learn in school? What is the best thing you learned in school? Prahlad, very respectful, and his father said, come sit on my lap. So Prahlad, sitting on his lap, he told his father, my dear father, Nate Vidur Swarta Katim Hi Vishnu. Now what is that one? Tatsadu Manyas Surubaryas Dehinam Sadasat Mutvidya Shatgraha Hitvatma Patam Grihananda Kupam Vano Gatirya Dharim Ashraita. He said, Tatsadu Manyas Surubaryas Dehinam. My dear father, you are the best among the demons. Who is a demon? Who is not in favor of worshipping God? Who is very materialistic? He said, my dear father, you are the best of all the materialists. His father became very happy. He has recognized my position, he thought. He has learned very well. Then Prahlad said the next thing. Father, for those who are too much attached to this material world and who are determined to stay in the situation of family life, thinking that this is the greatest happiness, to enjoy the senses in this world, my dear father, they should go at once, these persons, to the forest. Which forest? To Vrindavan. Yeah, and take shelter there of who? Of Hari, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Father, what? Very angry, he started shaking. What is this? Who taught you this? Yeah. My teachers, they had never taught you this. The enemy, Vishnu, who has killed my brother, he must have come in the school and he has infected you. He has given you the poison, that you should be his devotee. Yeah. Very angry, his father. Yeah. So Prahlad, he was not at all afraid. Yeah. He was not impressed by his father's materialistic qualities. He was always immersed, remembering, chanting the name of Krishna, remembering his glories. Why? As we have heard today, he had accepted a bona fide spiritual master. Sri Narada Rishi himself, had come to teach Prahlad while he was still in the womb of his mother the glories of Krishna Bhakti, the glories of Sri Krishna, his pastimes, his most attractive features, and how wonderful it is to join Sri Krishna's pastimes, become his eternal devotee. Yeah. So Prahlad, he was fixed. No one, even the greatest materialistic person, even his own, if it was his own father, he would not agree with him. He would boldly declare the glories of Sri Krishna. So what is the teaching here? Yeah. Srila Guru asked me to be very brief. So I don't know if I can accomplish everything, but here we hear family life is griham anda kupam, it is sad. This material world actually is griham anda kupam. Yeah, not only family life, but this whole material world. What is that? It is a deep, dark well in which we are always surrounded by miseries, anxieties. Moreover, that is waiting. Yeah, at every moment it may come. We do not know. Yeah, there's a story in this regard. Once there was a man in the forest. He was roaming around in the forest, and suddenly he heard a tumultuous sound. Tiger was just jumping in front of him, trying to catch him. So the man, at once, he started running for shelter. Where can I hide? Where can I be protected from this tiger? So he saw a dry well, yeah, covered by grasses. There was no water inside. He thought, if I jump in there, then tiger cannot catch me. So he jumped in the well, holding on to two branches, yeah, coming from a tree, yeah. And he was relieved. Oh, I cannot be caught by this tiger, yeah. I'm safe. Then he looked downstairs, and what did he see? In the bottom of the well, so many snakes, yeah, ready to bite him, yeah. So he thought, oh, what to do? Fortunately, I can hold on to these two branches, and the snakes cannot catch me, he thought. Yeah. Then he looked at the branches, and what did he see? Two rats, white rat and a black rat. Each of them was nibbling at each of the branches. Oh, he thought, what happens? Very soon my end will be near. Yeah. One side tiger roaring. If I go out of the well, he will eat me. Yeah. If I go down to find support, these snakes will kill me at once with their venomous poison. And if I hold on, very soon the branches will collapse because the rats are eating away the branches. Yeah. Then, what did he see? Yeah. One of the branches, yeah, he saw a honeycomb. Yeah. So many bees bringing honey from the flowers in the honeycomb. And some honey was dripping, drop by drop. And it just very nearby. So he made some effort and moved his head and put his tongue to catch one drop. First time he missed. Yeah. He tried again, and then, oh, very sweet. This honey, so sweet. He forgot everything. He forgot that the tiger was there. The rats were eating away the branches and all the snakes were down. He was thinking, oh, delicious. Yeah. So what is this? Yeah, this is our situation in this world. Yeah. Who's the tiger? The man who is trying to hide from the tiger, that is us. The tiger is death. That is sure. Every one of us will not be able to escape the tiger of death. Yeah. Who are the snakes? The snakes are all the problems in this world. Our so-called friends. Yeah, family members, yeah, banks, governments, all are trying to kill us, embrace us with their materialistic desires, yeah, taxes, so many things. What are the two rats, the branches that we are holding on? Our good activities and our bad activities, which we have performed in this life, in the previous life, good karma, bad karma, all of us, we are not able to escape the results of our good and bad activities. Yeah. It is sure, yeah, for all of us that we will get some happiness and a lot of distress. Yeah. Some of us think a lot of happiness if we are young, but wait till you grow older. More and more distress, anxiety, so many problems, old age, disease are waiting, yeah, to attack us. So this is the situation. The two branches we're holding on to. And the two rats, who are that? Who can give us suggestion? What is the white rat? Daytime. And the black one? Night. Eating away our life. Every day. Our life is shortening. Yeah, we may be 50 years old. That means 50 years are gone. And we do not know how much more is waiting us. But sure, within short time, our life will be finished. And what is the honey? Yeah? Children, right. When we come home after working very hard and we have been harassed in our job by our colleagues, our boss who says if you don't work harder, I'll kick you out. Yeah, colleagues are harassing us. Yeah, then we come at home, wife is crying, so many problems. Yeah, then we sit down in the chair, and then who comes there? Our little boy, daddy, daddy, give me dollar. Yeah. So we are very happy to hear the broken language of our children, think, oh, and we forget everything. We think this is the perfection of life. This is happiness, isn't it? And we cannot give up that. Yeah. How fortunate we are if we can have the association of such a powerful personality as Sri Prahlad Maharaj. Yeah. Today we are so fortunate to be in the midst, the presence of Srila Gurudev, who can very powerfully cut all our ignorance and our attachments to this world. Yeah. So Hiranyakasipu, father of Prahlad, oh, he was very angry. He said, teachers, send an Amarka, take this boy. Make sure that the enemy cannot infiltrate in school and continue to teach him what I want you to teach him. Remember? Yeah? How to be happy in this world, how to enjoy, how to accumulate money. Money, sweeter than honey, brighter than sunshine. Teach him all these things. And Sanatana said, Master, don't worry. We are expert. We are the sons of Shukracharya, yeah, who is the most perfect spiritual master for the materialistic persons. Don't worry. We will take care of this. So again, he took Prahlad and taught him. Yeah. Then, after a while, again, his father asked him to come. Prahlad, what did you learn from your teachers? Yeah. Prahlad said, my dear father, was very respectful. Yeah. His father was caressing him. Thought, oh, now it's been a while, he must have learned some good things from his teachers. Prahlad said, Father, I've learned from my teachers that the best knowledge in this world, yeah? More brief, okay. The best knowledge in this world is to worship and chant and hear and serve, become friends, to surrender ourselves completely to the Supreme Personality of Godhead and His bona fide representative. Whoever practices this knowledge, he will be perfect. Father, what is this? Again, he's glorifying my enemy. What to do? Yeah. How did you learn this, Prahlad? Prahlad answered, yeah. Father, Matirna Krishna Parataksatova Mibo Mito Bipatyate Griha Vratanam Adanda Govir Gibisatam Tamisham Purnaks Purnacharvita Charvananam. Father, it is not possible to learn this if we are so much attached like you, yeah, to this material sense enjoyment. Again and again, we are trying to chew that which has already been chewed so many times before, like a dog chews, yeah, a bone which has already been rejected by so many other dogs. We are again trying to enjoy family life, which our great, 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 great grandmothers and grandfathers and their dynasties have tried, and they've never been successful in becoming happy. Give this up, yeah? But you cannot, he said, because you're too attached. Like blind men, yeah, are following a blind man holding his hand, they are bound to fall into the ditch. So a blind leader who has no spiritual vision, he cannot really give guidance to anyone in this world. So we are all surrounded by so many blind people who profess, please follow me, I'll make you happy, I'll help you to make money, I'll help you to become young, I'll help you to become expert, powerful, politician, diplomatician, to make your life successful in this world. They cannot help us at all. Only the Supreme Personality of Godhead's representative. If we smear the dust from his lotus feet all over our body, then only, Father, can we be saved from this material existence. Why? Because they are so powerful, yeah, that they can directly, they carry that powerful transcendental Shakti energy which is coming from the transcendental realm, yeah, and they can invest that, inspire that directly in our heart, and only by that can we give up our attachment to this world. So Prahlad, Father tried by any means to try to kill him. He became so angry with him. He called his guards, yeah, his sister, everyone tried to kill Prahlad. put him in boiling oil, throw him off the rocks, yeah, trying to slice him with their weapons, yeah, bring him in the fire, yeah. Everything they tried, Prahlad was unharmed. Why? Because he was always remembering Sri Krishna. Yeah. His father became hopeless, started sweating. I cannot control this boy. I can control, everyone is afraid of him, but this boy, he's gonna be the cause of my death. And sure enough, yeah, father became hopeless, and again he asked his teachers, help me. Yeah, he said, don't worry, we will help you. Our father is coming very soon and he will take care of this. Yeah. So Prahlad then, yeah, back in school with his students, his fellow students, yeah. There was an opportunity that the teachers had to leave early, and all his students, they asked Prahlad, the teachers, you look after the students, make sure that they are okay. Prahlad, oh, this is golden chance. Yeah, I can give them some real information, how they can make their life perfect. And the boys thought, oh, now we can play. Teachers are gone. Prahlad said, no, don't play. Yeah, this is very serious. Listen very carefully. Yeah. Komara acharet prakyo dharman bhagavatamiha dulabam manushya jarma tat api adruvam artadam. He said, this human form of life which we have obtained, all of us who are sitting here, it is very, very valuable, even though it is very short. It is very, very valuable. Why? Because we have received the intelligence, the ability to understand what is real religion, yeah, who is God and what is our relationship with him, what is bhakti, what is pure devotional service. This is a golden opportunity. Don't waste your time in playing or thinking that we have to earn money or we have to avoid so many problems, yeah, in this world. Just now, even we may be very small, 5 years old, use the rest of your life to practice Krishna bhajan. So his students became very, very, his friends, very, very interested. Tell us more. And Prahlad went on to explain how in this life, happiness and distress are already destined. No matter how hard you work, it will come automatically as a due result of our previous activities. So don't worry for that. Serve Sri Krishna. Give your heart, your energy, your body, your mind, your everything to the spiritual master, and he will guide us how to properly serve Krishna. Then Prahlad encouraged them. They became very inspired to do kirtan. Yeah? So they started to chant, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
What is this? What is this? Stop it! Hiranyakashipu heard the kirtan. He became very, very angry. What is this? They're glorifying the enemy. He came out and he caught Prahlad. What is this, Prahlad? What are you doing? You're glorifying the enemy. I thought you were wise. Fool! Your end is coming very near. And Prahlad thought, Father, yeah, why are you so worried? Yeah. We are worshipping God.
Yeah.
Who is God? Where is God? He is your God also, Father. Whatever power you have is coming from the same God as my God. He is your, my God, your God, where is he? I'll kill him.
Yeah.
Show him where is he. Is he, he's everywhere, Dad.
Yeah.
Is he in this pillar? Sure. Father went to the pillar and smashed the pillar. What came out? You see the day? Half man, half lion. Manifested from the pillar, and at once he began chasing Hiranyakashipu. Hiranyakashipu was thinking, what is this? What kind of creature is this? Yeah, wait a minute, I have so many boons, looks like an animal, yeah, beard, manes like lion, everything, but half man, half lion, yeah. So Hiranyakashipu said,
my end is nearing. But wait a minute. I have so many benedictions. I'll chase him and try to kill him. He's the enemy. He has killed my brother. I promise my brother and my family I will kill Vishnu. So he went after Nrsingadeva with his sword trying to attack him, and there was a fierce battle. And all were watching. Sometimes it looked like Hiranyakashipu was getting a little the overhand, and all the demigods were shaking. What will happen? They had no full faith. Why? Because they had so many attachments. Yeah. But those who were Prahlad, pure devotees, free from any attachment to this world, they had no fear. They were watching this beautiful pastime. And then what happened? At the time of dusk, when the sun was setting, just a little bit earlier, we're a little late today, but around this time, Hiranyakashipu, he was caught by Nrsingadeva. Where? In the doorway, not inside the house, not outside the house. He put him on his lap, yeah, Nrsingadeva. Put Hiranyakashipu on his lap, as we can see here. And he was not in the air, not on the land, on the lap, yeah. Not outside, not inside, yeah. In the doorway. And he wanted to bifurcate, yeah. Hiranyakashipu said, hey, wait a minute. I have so many benedictions. You can do that, yeah. I can be killed in the day, in the night. Nrsingadeva said, don't worry. It's just dusk, yeah. Sun is setting. Your benediction, not... it's not valid, yeah. Then Nrsingadeva again tried to bifurcate him. He said, wait, Hiranyakashipu. What's now? He said, I cannot be killed, yeah, in any day, any month, any year, yeah. Nrsingadeva said, my dear son, yeah, this is leap year, yeah. You forgot one thing, to ask to be protected in leap year also. Now, I'm gonna kill you. And he ripped open his abdomen and pulled out his intestines and garlanded himself. Nrsingadeva Bhagavan Ki Jai, Hiranyakashipu.